From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea launched a ballistic missile Friday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke following the launch.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
The U.S. believes the second intercontinental ballistic missile has flown longer and higher than the first missile launched earlier this month. Russia's foreign ministry said it is imposing countermeasures on the United States in response to new sanctions voted by Congress Thursday. The ministry said the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the U.S. in international affairs. Senator Benjamin Cardin says the legislation is now headed to President Trump.
It's long overdue, and he will not be able to give sanction relief unless he comes to Congress and reviews the foreign policy in which those recommendations are being made.
The sanctions also target Iran and North Korea. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the court's decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. It's not clear immediately who will be appointed to take over from Sharif. This is VOA News. Following protests, tension ran high Friday as prayers were held at a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is sacred to Muslims and Jews. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The muezzin summoned Muslims to Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City as thousands of Israeli police and soldiers deployed amid fears of violent protests by Palestinians. In a bid to forestall riots, Israel banned men under the age of 50 from entering the mosque, located in a compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount. This Palestinian said that while he was able to enter the mosque, his brothers and children were not. He accused Israel of discriminating against Muslims and violating freedom of worship. Nevertheless, the Israeli clampdown worked, and outside of minor disturbances, fears of mass Palestinian unrest did not materialize. Robert Berger for VOA News.
Despite a new government ban on national protests, leaders of Venezuela's political opposition are urging people to take to the streets in mass demonstrations against an election Sunday that many fear could tip their country from democracy to dictatorship. Videos shared by local journalists in Caracas show Venezuelan National Guard soldiers firing tear gas guns, carrying a protester on their motorbike and taking a paramedic's motorbike on Thursday. At least 108 people have died in anti-government unrest convulsing Venezuela since April, when the opposition launched protests demanding free and fair elections to end nearly two decades of socialist rule. President Nicolas Maduro ordered the controversial vote for a constitutional assembly whose 545 members will be charged with rewriting the country's constitution. Critics charge that only Maduro supporters are candidates and that they could revise the charter to keep him in office indefinitely. Italy is planning to send warships to help Libya's Coast Guard combat smugglers who have transported thousands of migrants to Italian shores. This group of migrants is among the surging number of people from Africa, South Asia, and the Middle East attempting to reach Italy's shores each year. A man with a knife fatally stabbed one person at a supermarket Friday in the northern German city of Hamburg and wounded four others as he fled. After the assailant fled the scene, he was overwhelmed by passers-by and was slightly injured in the process. Police officers have arrested him, and police say they are investigating all possibilities in the attack. For additional information and updates, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.